On Acoustic Tuesday, episode 21, we make a distressing new discovery. You're going to find out about a brand new way to shop for records, the vinyl variety, and I report to you live from the street with very, very crucial information about the 10-day Play Everyday Challenge. All that and more right after this. If you believe that playing acoustic guitar is about sharing the joy of music with friends and family, not just mastering the technical side of playing, then this show is your dream come true. Every Tuesday morning, I give you my list of exciting guitar geek discoveries, gear, and new music so you can stay inspired to live your best acoustic life. I'm Tony Policastro, and this is the Acoustic Tuesday Show. Guitar geeks, unite. Welcome to Acoustic Tuesday. Episode 21, and you are joined by, of course, myself and Sir Noah Jacob Heckman Jr., the first, and of course, Levi Quila, the man with the technical plan. Cheers, gentlemen. That was a very authoritative opening of the LaCroix.
Let me go for my first sip, if you don't mind.
That was about my seventh sip, but it was just as good.
Eat your heart out, Matt.
Maybe even better. Noah, you are very—you're very much in Rocky Balboa attire today.
Thanks for noticing, Tony.
Yeah. You're training.
I am.
Is this correct? What are we training for, Noah?
Yeah. Well, you know, it goes back a little bit to when you completed your marathon last year.
That was something I'll forget because it was hard.
And apparently, everybody around me is runners. You're a runner. Your fiance is a runner. My wife's a runner. Apparently Levi is a runner, and I thought I needed to get involved. So as of right now, I am in training for a upcoming 10K for St. Paddy's Day.
Well,
it's called Run to the Pub.
You've got the right gear.
Well, guys, so if we're doing this, I'll just say that I'm not a runner, but I would like to be, just like you would like to be.
Okay.
And my 10K is also the same race. We might be like running, you know, next to each other. So we'll just say it publicly, you know? So we have to kind of start running if we're going to make it to the end of the 10K.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
So thank you. Yes, I got my shoes on because I'm running today, actually, right after we're done.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, I wish you luck on your run. Now, gentlemen, I want to dive into the guitar geekiness. That is Acoustic Tuesday, of course. I've got a trivia question for you, but first, I want to make very sure you never miss an episode of Acoustic Tuesday. So please do me a favor and subscribe to this YouTube channel. Click the subscribe button and don't forget to hit the little bell. This way you'll get a notification every time a new video is released. And if you want Acoustic Tuesday delivered directly to your email, please click the link in the description and you will have this very show delivered directly to your email. And along with that, you'll get access to my exquisite, incredibly valuable guitar geek list. So, with all that being said, all the business items out of the way and the talk of running, let's dive into the trivia question for you today. It is as follows. In what year did the Martin Guitar Company complete their 500,000th instrument, which happened to be an HD28 signed by all of the company's employees? Was it in the year 2011? The year 1996, the year 1972, or the year 1990. Go ahead and ponder that while we dive into the guitar geek list for today, starting off with item number 5. You know, one of the things that is interesting about being a guitar player, a guitar geek, is if you ever find yourself in a band with other people, there's certain band dynamics. Almost kind of politics in a way, but what can happen is arguments can start, and usually it surrounds the topic of creating a band name. A seemingly easy task, but something that I think is rather difficult. So I've found something that will aid you in creating a band name, and it literally is a band name maker. Bandnamemaker.com, a totally free service. All you have to do is enter a word and press the go-go gadget button, and all of a sudden, through some very highly scientific algorithms, it creates band names for you. So there's no need to fight with your bandmates. Now, Levi went ahead and created some band names for us here. Levi, what?
Okay, so we put in the word wizard, and what it came up with is Rival of the Wizard Lightning. Incoherent Wizard, I like that one.
Yeah.
Starlit Wizard.
Nice.
Wizard of the Ashore. That one's interesting.
Yeah, that sounds very
and
Scottish.
Wizard Among Groom. So I'm a fan of Incoherent Wizard.
Yeah.
That's my choice.
Yeah, I like that.
I had to jump in on this.
Yeah?
Yeah. I decided to use the term acoustic life.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
And here's just a couple I got.
Okay.
I came up with. Acoustic Life of Knotted. And this one's my favorite. Acoustic Life Category and the Flowing Worth.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That sounds like a very prog rock band.
Right?
Yeah, that's very good.
Yeah, that's what I like.
So you too can and create your own band name. All you have to do is choose a word, enter it in, and voila, you'll have band names until the cows come home. But be careful. This service is mildly addicting. And I'll just mention this. If you happen to create a band name and you come up with something that you want to share, please leave it in the comments below. I would love to hear what you guys come up with, because the laughs will come and continue to keep coming, because it's a fantastic service, and some very oddball names will be happening. So please share those with us. Moving on to item number 4. Now, on Acoustic Tuesday episode 10, I featured the Pre-War Guitar Company, a company here in the United States that makes, they make new vintage guitars. They model their guitars after the golden era of guitar making, some of those classic 30s, 40s Martins, and they do the full-on distressing and the whole deal. These guitars look old. They're new, but they look old. If you looked at them from afar, you'd be like, wow, those are old. If you looked at them from up close, you'd say, wow, those are old. And I thought that this was the only company that was doing this. But I then found Atkin Guitars across the pond in England, and they are doing the same thing and to the same exacting specifications. In fact, I'm just stunned by this company. I was surfing their website, and they've got it dialed in. They're distressing. They're kind of wear and tear that they lovingly put into these instruments. It looks amazing, and just in hearing some of these instruments, they're stunning. Now, the one model that really caught my attention is the model that they call the White Rice model. Now, this is an enlarged sound hole dreadnought modeled after Tony Rice's iconic Martin D28 that was formerly owned by Clarence White, hence the designation White Rice. They have it down to the pickguard. The pickguard pattern is beautiful. The wear and tear, as I mentioned again, is just, it's so delicious looking. So I want to actually have you guys hear this instrument, because it sounds just woody and warm and organic and beautiful. So let's have a listen to the White Rice model by Atkin Guitars. Now, as you can imagine, developing a model like that, modeled after a truly iconic D28, isn't something you just one day decide to do and then bam, out it comes. It goes through a prototyping process, and a process that I found that is absolutely fascinating. I found this video that this Alistair Atkin of Atkin Guitars is describing the whole process he used to address making a model that would live up to, well, Tony Rice or Clarence White's D28. So this is just a short clip of this video. If you want to check out the full thing, please go to acoustictuesdayshow.com. But without further ado, this is Alistair Atkin talking about the White Rice model and its development.
I'm Alistair Atkin from Atkin Guitars in Canterbury in the UK, and I want to tell you a bit about our White Rice project, which has been going on for a little while now, and I'm going to show you the sort of three prototypes that we've been working on. But I'll give you a bit of history to this project, because it started out with me making one of these for fun, really. We started working with the relicking system that we've now been developing for a few years, and it seemed like the right guitar to try that on. So we made a few, and people started getting interested, and obviously there are a lot of, you know, Tony Rice fans and Clarence White fans who saw these, and it seems to be something that some people love and some people hate, and that's fine, whatever your preferences are. But to explain why we do this, it started off as a bit of fun, and then more and more people got interested in it. So I found that I was being asked to make the occasional one, and then Michelle White got in touch with me. That's Clarence's daughter. And she told me that Martin had stopped making the Clarence White model, and she was interested in working with us in developing this. This is the first one we made.
So that's just one of the many models that they make, one that certainly piqued my interest, but I encourage you to check out their website. They model, I mean, everything from pre-war Gibsons, Martins. It's on there. It's beautiful. And of course, to do a full deep dive, please go to AcousticTuesdayShow.com, where you can check out the site, the rest of that prototyping video, and all the links for the things I'm going to discuss today on Acoustic Tuesday. Now, speaking of discussing things, I want to share with you what I'm listening to this week, and actually I have a very awesome personal connection to this artist. But before we get into that, I have to look in the mailbag, because some very wonderful presents arrived this week. First, let me say this. I got a new magazine I'm very excited about. Let me grab that. It is Acoustic Magazine from the UK, and it's just a fantastic, fantastic magazine, chock full of information. So this arrived, and it's kind of their wrap up for 2017 issue. So I'm excited to dig into that. So that came this week, and I went on a bit of a binge, should I say? We can call it a guitar geek binge. Can we say that? Is that safe to say?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, I spend a lot of time on Reverb.com because I love the service and I love looking at used gear. And I decided that, you know what, I'm going to start experimenting with some pedals. Now, I didn't just decide this. This was with the urging from both Levi and Noah that said, hey, your Dobro sounds neat, but could you imagine how neat it would sound if you dirtied it up with all these pedals? So I proceeded to order some pedals, and they came in the mail. So first, let me share with you the Philosopher King, which is a pedal by Pigtronics, a compressor, and it's got some other cool stuff that I haven't even had a chance to mess around with. So I'm excited to give this a whirl. This literally just came in. It's still cold. And here's the one that I have had a chance to mess around with a little bit. I got a tape delay pedal. D-Tape Echo. The El Capistan D-Tape Echo by Strymon, which is really cool. I mean, let me just say this. I don't really do pedals. Can I say that?
You do
is
now.
That safe?
You
yeah.
do now.
Sure.
Outside of the standards, you know.
Yeah, I like the tuner
the
pedal.
The tuner, yeah.
So this is a whole new ball game for me and very, very exciting. I was messing around with this yesterday, and just some of the sounds I was getting out of it was very cool. And I didn't even try it on my Dobro yet. I was just messing around on my Gibson, my Advanced Jumbo. So that is something I'm looking forward to digging in further. So far, so good. I'm super impressed. And I got to be honest, when I order something and it comes in, it just feels so good. There's just this rush. When the door downstairs closes and you hear the package getting set on the stairs.
Well, in this case, a duct tape Nike shoebox.
Yeah. And then you hear like the UPS guy's little like beep boop.
Yeah. Yeah, this pedal arrived in a Nike shoebox that was duct taped closed. But thank you to whomever sold it to me. It arrived safely, so it wasn't pretty, but it did the job. Moving on to what I'm listening to this week, item number three. This is an artist that really is responsible for getting me interested in fingerstyle guitar. I don't know if he knows this, but really, truly, I was working in Chicago at the Old Town School of Folk Music that I often reference here on Acoustic Tuesday, and I was a fledgling into the acoustic guitar geek world. I had just kind of started dabbling. And this particular artist, musician, teacher, used to come into the Old Town School Music Store often and play, and I was just like blown away by what he was doing. I had never heard anything like it before. And the person I'm referring to is Eric Lugosch. Eric Lugosch is a fantastic, absolutely amazing fingerstyle guitar player. He won the National Fingerpicking Contest held at the Winfield. Is it the Winfield Festival? Walnut Valley Festival, the National Fingerpicking Contest. He won in first place in 1984, second place in 1992, and he placed third in both 1983 and 86. And he's got a whole slew of albums out, Black Key Blues, New Tradition, Making Models, and I think there's another one that he just released, kind of a tribute to Reverend Gary Davis, if I'm not mistaken. And you can get those, of course, those are accessible on his website, and you can find links to his website and those albums at AcousticTuesdayShow.com. And I thought, what a cool artist to feature, because he's just an amazing artist, an amazing performer, outstanding teacher, and the song that I selected for us to listen to today is a classic fingerpicking tune called Windy and Warm, and he's going to play it on his Kevin Ryan guitar, which sounds absolutely delightful. So without further ado, let's listen to Eric Lugosch. Is his phrasing, his dynamics. If you look at his right hand technique, his picking hand technique, it's unbelievable. The bass lines that he chooses, the chord voicings. I mean, it's really a full package, and he's a very unique fingerstyle guitarist. I'll very publicly say thank you, Eric, for introducing me to the style of music that you play oh so well. So a sincere thank you for that. And also, I want to share with you guys one more thing. Go to AcousticTuesdayShow.com. There will be a link to Eric's website, and he's got just some incredible resources on there. You're definitely going to want to check out his Fingerstyle Academy, which has tabs and all sorts of really great stuff. So it's kind of the gift that keeps on giving there. Now, I've still got two more items to share with you, a brand new way to shop for records that I'm pumped to share with you, and an extremely important announcement about the 10-Day Play Every Day Challenge. But first, Noah, I would strongly urge you to share with us some small wins.
Urging is commencing.
Yeah.
Commensurate urging of small wins.
And I'm sorry, Tony, every time I look at you today, I just think of paper towels. on to small
cool.
wins.
You think I have a future in commercials for Brawny?
Definitely. Okay. Definitely. Or coffee makers. small wins today. John Partridge, small win. I just got the guitar I've wanted since I was a boy in the 1960s. A Gibson J160E. Strung it up with pyramid gold strings.
Oh, cool.
Sounds awesome and full of Beatles-ness. Love the show. Don't change a thing.
Awesome. Congrats. New Guitar Day.
And LWP Music, this was a double, hashtag fam jam, hashtag small win. My siblings and I bought my dad a brand new Deering five-string banjo for Christmas. He hasn't played for 15 years, so I was nervous about him getting back to his three-finger picking. Good news, he miraculously picked it up where he left off 15 years ago, and I've had a blast jamming with him on my acoustic guitar.
Whoa, that's awesome.
And Tony, do you have a Deering?
I had a Deering. My dad has a Deering. He's got a Deering Good Time Open Back. I had a Deering Good Time Open Back. Fantastic banjos. They're made out in California, and they're kind of one of the stalwarts of the banjo industry. I mean, they're kind of the constant. There's a lot of great banjo manufacturers out there, but Deering definitely is up there with some of the greats. Ohm is another fantastic one as well.
Which you have now. An Ohm.
Yes, yeah, we have two of those.
And last small win for today, Jay Hoffman. I'll be 55 in March of this year. I've been trying to learn guitar on and off since 2005. I even built an acoustic for the task. My small win is that you have given me the desire to pick it up again. I really appreciate the show and your help videos.
Cool. Awesome. Well, gosh, thanks. And congratulations to you for diving in. I mean, building your own guitar, that's guitar geek dedication right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you for those of you who shared your small wins with us. And of course, if you want your small win featured on an Acoustic Tuesday show, all you have to do is go below in the comments, put a hashtag small win, and go ahead and describe your small win. It could be building your very first acoustic guitar. It could be picking the guitar back up after a long dry spell. Gosh, it could be going to a killer show. Whatever small win is for you, please share it with us. We love reading them and they're so fun, and it really helps build that positive momentum to kind of carry us through those times when maybe we're not feeling motivated. So please share your small wins with us. And of course, along with small wins, we always like to hear about fam jams as well. Hashtag fam jam. Go ahead and describe it in the comments below. I recently had a fam jam with my son Aiden, who is now the proud owner of a GS Mini. He was saying, he said, Dad, I saw one of your guitar demos and it looks like you're just moving the C chord thing around. How do you do that? So I went through and we, via Skype, because he's in Chicago, we started jamming on the little descending chord thing, and he's just like super pumped because he learned how to play it. And so that's my fam jam. So if you have one, please share that in the comments below. Again, hashtag fam jam. Moving on to a topic that is near and dear to my heart. Item number two.
Yes.
Vinyl records. I absolutely love records, and it can be seen as soon as you walk into my house. You can look to the right, and there is literally a wall of records, crates and crates and crates on top of crates of records. And I love consuming music in that analog form. There, nothing beats holding that record, that 12 by 12 sleeve in your hand, reaching inside, taking out that wonderful black disc of glory, placing it on the turntable, turning the turntable on, watching it spin around, slowly dropping the needle on, and then hearing the beautiful analog sounds that emanate from the speakers. Just got lost there for a second, sorry. I found a brand new way to shop for records online. Now, I love going to new towns and finding the record store, going through the kind of the used bin and finding weird and eccentric and rare stuff, but this just brought that search to a whole new level. Now, from the comfort of my own home, I can search whatever title I want and find out if that record is for sale. And I'm talking about Reverb LP. Yes, Reverb LP, the same folks that bring you Reverb.com for instruments. My recent addiction shows that I'm a frequenter. But Reverb.com is all about used instruments, buying and selling, and just kind of overall guitar geek gazing. And Reverb LP is the same exact thing for records and CDs, if you want to do that. But it's so cool. You go to Reverb LP. If you already have a Reverb.com account, the two interface, you can search for whatever title you want and you find out if somebody's selling it used. And there's some killer prices on there. I found some great old Tony Rice albums. I found some very cool Jerry Douglas albums, stuff that's not out on CD that I'm just happy to own right now. So shopping is actually really fun on Reverb LP. Here's one of the geeky things that I like about it. When you're shopping, you search for your title, you find the record that you want to add to your cart, but no. It's not a cart on Reverb LP, it's a record bin. And when you press add to cart, it actually pops up in the record bin. I don't know. Is that just me that thinks that's cool? Is that?
I thought it was pretty fun. yeah, and I wish we, you know, grabbed. I didn't really know about that until after we grabbed that video. But it's awesome. A little upper right. You should go try it right now. Just go to reverblp.com and just add some stuff to your bin. It's
fun. I mean, you don't have to. See, that's the beautiful thing about digital shopping is you can literally just load up your cart, see what it looks like, think about it. You don't have to press the buy button, but I'll urge you to do this, you know, later on in the evening after 1 to 2 glasses of your favorite beverage, and you'll get that much closer to actually purchasing those albums. Anyways, not taking that from personal experience at all. I have a very important item number one coming up. In fact, I actually report live from the front lines in a storm, very much like a on-location newscaster, but we'll get to that. I want to know what you think of the show so far, so in the comments below, please let us know. Did you make a new discovery? Do you want us to make a new discovery? Is there something you're just dying to share with the Guitar Geek community? Please do so in the comments below. And speaking of comments, Noah, I think we should give some shout-outs to the folks that tuned in last week and share some of those comments.
Absolutely. Let's do it. All right, some shout-outs to those who tuned in last week. Larry, Gus, Ted, Steven, Walter, Jeff, Mark, Pablo, Matt, Andrew, Jess, Brian, Chuck, and, of course, more. There's always more.
Cheers.
I wish I could name them all. And some comments from last week's episode. Now, I have to say, Acoustic Tuesday is reaching far across the pond.
Okay.
And this first one here, I forget, I can't pronounce it. Some of them I can't pronounce. But it looks like Halger, and he says, greetings from Norway.
All right.
I really enjoy your show, was searching as I do for guitar nerdy stuff, and stumbled across this channel. So I binge watched your show from episode 1 to 19 yesterday as I bottled beer.
That actually has a small win wrapped up in it.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. A lot of fun.
Next comment comes from Frank. Frank says, it's gotten to the point that I'm checking my email anxiously, waiting for Acoustic Tuesday to air each week. For us guitar geeks, you guys are the acoustic guitar cult that this generation needs. Keep up the terrific work. New Jersey loves you.
Oh, man.
Hashtag, I'm so hooked.
Thank you, Frank. That's an outstanding comment.
And last comment for today comes from Claudia. Very small and succinct. She says, love you guys. That's it.
Aw. Well, we love you too. We love all of you guitar geeks. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for leaving your comments. And again, if you want your comment featured, just please leave it, well, in the comments below. Logical place to leave a comment. And beyond that, I want you to do me a huge favor. Acoustic Tuesday show, here we are on episode 21. And it's very, it's just this feeling. I kind of have this buzz. And I'm only drinking LaCroix today. I have this buzz that after each and every episode, more guitar geeks unite under Acoustic Tuesday, and we kind of share in this love of guitar geekiness and just getting together for a half hour, 45 minutes, and just chatting about guitar-centric stuff. So please do me a favor and share this episode with a guitar geek that you think will benefit from it. Somebody that may have never heard of the show, go ahead and send them a link, email it to them, encourage them to subscribe to the channel. The more guitar geeks that we can unite, the better. And of course, it just creates this guitar geek feeding frenzy, pretty much making Acoustic Tuesday the epicenter for all guitar geekdom in the universe.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm feeling like I'm really, like, my record description today, playing a record, like, that felt good.
Yeah, that was great.
And my description of the epicenter of guitar geekdom in the entire universe.
Yeah, you're becoming quite the wordsmith.
Yeah. Well, Noah, we all know that I'm not that great because you have to proofread some of my stuff. And very often Noah will ask me, what did you exactly mean by this? Anyways, that's a whole nother story. I have a very important announcement. It's item number one, and one that Well, I'm just flat out excited about. It's the 10-day Play Every Day Challenge starting on January 22nd. I want you to be involved. This is something that will truly change your life. With the acoustic guitar and really truly beyond, it's going to change your entire perspective and something that I want you to be involved in. Well, what is the 10-day Play Every Day Challenge? Well, every weekday, starting on January 22nd, I'm going to go live and teach a lesson. The first half of the live portion will be me teaching the lesson, and then I'll go ahead and address your questions live. It'll be like an interactive guitar lesson for all the guitar weeks we can all the guitar geeks we can possibly gather together. Now, how do you become involved in this 10-day Play Every Day Challenge? Well, you're gonna want to go to weplayeveryday.com. Go there and all you have to do is sign up and you will be kept in the know of all the important announcements, including everything involved with the 10-day Play Every Day Challenge and the very important, extremely exciting, inaugural Acoustic Life Festival. Well, what is the Acoustic Life Festival? Well, I'm very glad you asked because I have a reporter standing by live in the streets of Bozeman, Montana, ready to give you the full-blown scoop. So let's check in. I think his name's Tony, so let's check in with Tony. Tony Policastro here reporting to you live from downtown Bozeman. It is 6 a.m. I'm out walking the dogs. In fact, I'll show you these little guys here. That's Argos, that's Coda there. We're covered in snow, but I am super, super pumped because I am standing across the street from the newly renovated historic theater that the inaugural Acoustic Life Festival is gonna be held in. But first, I want you to know about the Acoustic Life Festival. It's gonna be two nights of world-class acoustic guitar performers, a live taping of the Acoustic Tuesday show. It's gonna be absolutely amazing to connect with your guitar geek friends. This theater is absolutely gorgeous. I'm gonna show it to you here in a second. It's gonna have the now infamous Tony's Acoustic Challenge Jamboree Workshop experience. And the cool thing is you can actually choose to participate in just the music or the full-blown workshop experience. Now, last week, we actually had a chance to tour the inside of this theater, but they're not letting anybody in right now because literally you can hear all the construction equipment, they're working on it. So I just wanted to describe to you what's inside. It's three levels. There's a lower level where you can have just beautiful sight lines to the stage, a VIP mezzanine, which is offers the coolest perspective, and then there's a third floor that is called the light box that's absolutely stunning. It's unbelievable. This is a perfect place for the workshops. It's a perfect place to connect with guitar geeks from this very community. And I couldn't be more pumped. In fact, in a second here, I'm gonna pan over so you can see the front of this building. It's absolutely gorgeous. Now, I'm gonna be having updates for you, so please stay tuned. You're gonna wanna know when these tickets go on sale because I am feeling, in fact, I have a very strong feeling that this is gonna sell out super quick. So let's go have a walk and have a look at the theater here. I'm gonna turn around, and behind me, you'll see the beautiful Rialto Theater. It's snowing, sorry about the snow and the shaky hand, but they just took down the walkway that was in front of it. It's gorgeous. I didn't want to take you over there because it's too loud and you wouldn't be able to hear me anyway. So with all that being said, back to you in the studio, Tony. Cheers. All right, so that was Tony Policastro reporting to you from the field. Thank you so much, Tony. I really appreciate you weathering the storm out there. Now, of course, for the Acoustic Life Festival, the weather is going to be significantly better because of when it's going to be held. I'll tell you when it's going to be held here in just a second, but I have a bit of an outline. Let's call it a guitar geek execution plan for the ultimate synergy of guitar geekness. I want you to participate in the 10-day Play Every Day Challenge, okay? So you're gonna need to go to weplayeveryday.com and sign up, okay? All you have to do, weplayeveryday.com, go ahead and sign up. That is step one. The reason that is so important is because I need you to be there on day one because there's gonna be some very significant announcements for both the 10-day Play Every Day Challenge and the Acoustic Life Festival, all happening on day one. Oh, and the little cherry on top, is the exercise that will literally change your acoustic guitar lifestyle. It changed mine and it will change yours. We're gonna go through it live. It's gonna be super stellar. So weplayeveryday.com, sign up. That's step one. Step two, take your spouse out to a nice dinner. Start planting the seed of a beautiful Bozeman vacation. In fact, I'll one-up you. Go ahead and Google Bozeman, Montana. Find some really cool things to do. conveniently print them out, store them in a manila folder, and then when you're sitting there at dinner, just bust out that manila folder and say, honey, I've been thinking. I think this summer we should go to Bozeman, Montana. Probably around June 22nd and June 23rd, because that's when the Acoustic Life Festival is. Basically, you're gonna show her that there's Yellowstone Park is nearby. Main Street, Bozeman, Montana is absolutely beautiful, tons of shopping, and just it's a beautiful area to be in June. Again, around June 22nd, June 23rd. In fact, exactly around June 22nd and June 23rd. Those are the dates for the Acoustic Life Festival. And again, go to weplayeveryday.com and sign up, because I will be letting you know when the tickets go on sale through that. So a lot of cool information, and all you have to do is go to weplayeveryday.com and sign up, and you'll have the information at your fingertips. I'm thinking we should keep that Frontlines reporter around, if you guys are cool with that.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, he's a well-spoken individual.
Very good-looking individual as well.
Yeah. And he's willing to really, you know, go out in the wilderness in any weather conditions.
And he loves dogs.
He's a swell chap. He's a swell chap is what he is.
I like him.
Let's, gentlemen, shall we revisit the trivia question just so we have that fresh in our mind?
That's what I've been waiting for this whole time.
Here we go. The trivia question for today was, in what year did the Martin Guitar Company complete their 500,000th instrument, which happened to be an HD28 signed by all of the company's employees? Was it in the year 2011, 1996, 1972, or 1990? And if you answered the year 1990, you were absolutely correct. In the year 1990, Martin completed their 500,000th instrument. 500,000th. I've never even said that number before. I had to practice that. That's why I'm saying it so much. 500,000 instruments in the year 1990. That
500,000.
Is a feat. 500,000.
When you were first saying that question, yeah, I thought you said 5,000th.
No, 500,000th.
Whoa.
Yeah, you got to really enunciate that.
I would have changed my answer from my original guess.
All right, that almost wraps up another Acoustic Tuesday show. Episode 21 is nearly in the books, but first, let's take a sneak peek into next week and see what's on tap for Acoustic Tuesday. We're gonna learn about a man with a guitar geek last name. Yes, I know it sounds weird, but you got to tune in. We are going to meet two rock stars that frequent Tony's Acoustic Challenge headquarters and Acoustic Life Studios, two locals that we're very, very lucky to be acquainted with, and a buried treasure of acoustic guitar accessories, a treasure trove, if you will. We'll go ahead and look into those things on next week's Acoustic Tuesday, and if you want to catch that, please tune in at 10 a.m. Mountain Time. You can catch it on YouTube, Facebook, or deliver directly to your email. Don't forget to sign up, don't forget to subscribe, and don't forget to live your absolute best acoustic life. Thank you so much for tuning in today, and we'll see you next week. Cheers.